理课堂听 class.com。
Some of the worm hairs stuck straight up, and some of them curled off to one side, and some of them ran down his ears and his forehead, and a few of them stretched straight out ahead as if they wanted to escape from Foreman Flacutono's scalp. Below his wig was a pair of dark and beady eyes, which blinked at the orphans in a most unpleasant way. As for the rest of his face, it was impossible to tell what it looked like, because it was covered with a cloth mask, such as doctors wear when they are in hospitals.Foreman Flacutono's nose was all curled up under the mask, like an alligator hiding in the mud, and when he spoke, the Baudelaires could see his mouth opening and closing behind the cloth. It is perfectly proper to wear these masks in hospitals, of course, to stop the spreading of germs, but it makes no sense if you are the foreman of the Lucky Smells lumber mill. The only reason Foreman Flacutono could have for wearing a surgical mask would be to frighten people, and as he peered down at the Baudelaire orphans, they were quite frightened indeed.
The first thing you can do, Baudelaires, Foreman Flacutono said, is pick up my pots and never make me drop them again.
But we didn't make you drop them, Klaus said. Bram, Sonny added, which probably meant something like, and our last name is Baudelaire.
If you don't pick up the pots this instant, Foreman Flacutono said, you will get no chewing gum for lunch.
The Baudelaire orphans did not care much for chewing gum.Particularly peppermint chewing gum, which they were allergic to. But they ran to the pots. Violet picked one up, and Sonny picked up the other, while Klaus hurriedly made the beds.
Give them to me,
Foreman Flacutono snapped, and grabbed the pots out of the girls' hands.
Now, workers, we've wasted enough time already! To the mills! Logs are waiting for us!
I hate log days,
one of the employees grumbled.But everyone followed Foreman Flacutono out of the dormitory and across the dirt-floored courtyard to the lumber mill, which was a dull gray building with many smokestacks sticking out of the top, like a porcupine's quills. The three children looked at one another worriedly. Except for one summer day, back when their parents were still alive, when the Baudelaires had opened a lemonade stand in front of their house, the orphans had never had jobs, and they were nervous.The Baudelaires followed Foreman Flacutono into the lumber mill and saw that it was all one huge room filled with enormous machines. Violet looked at a shiny steel machine with a pair of steel pincers like the arms of a crab and tried to figure out how this invention worked. Klaus examined a machine that looked like a big cage with an enormous ball of string trapped inside and tried to remember what he had read about lumber mills. Sonny stared at a rusty, creaky-looking machine that had a circular saw blade that looked quite jagged and fearsome.And wondered if it was sharper than her own teeth. And all three Baudelaires gazed at a machine, covered in tiny smokestacks, that held a huge flat stone up in the air, and wondered what in the world it was doing there. The Baudelaires had only a few seconds to be curious about these machines, however, before Foreman Flacutono began clanging his two pots together and barking out orders.
The logs! He shouted. Turn on the pincher machine and get started with the logs!
Phil ran to the pincher machine and pressed an orange button on it. With a rough whistling noise, the pinchers opened and stretched toward the far wall of the lumber mill. The orphans had been so curious about the machines that they hadn't noticed the huge pile of trees that were stacked, leaves and roots and all, along one wall of the lumber mill, as if a giant had simply torn a small forest out of the ground and dropped it into the room. The pinchers picked up a tree on top of the stack and began lowering it to the ground.While Foreman Flacutono banged his pots together and shouted,
The debarkers! The debarkers!
Another employee walked to the back corner of the room, where there were a stack of tiny green boxes and a pile of flat metal rectangles, as long and as thin as an adult eel. Without a word, she picked up the pile of rectangles and began distributing them to the workers.
Take a debarker, she whispered to the children. One each.
The children each took a rectangle and stood there, confused and hungry.Just as the tree touched the ground. Foreman Flacutono clanged his pots together again, and the employees crowded around the tree and began scraping against it with their debarkers, filing the bark off each tree as you or I might file our nails.
You too, midgets!
The foreman shouted, and the children found room among the adults to scrape away at the tree.